brought to you by bedroombattlefield.com. This is the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. You're listening to a podcast, and that's the subject of this week's discussion. It's a question of the month episode. Obviously, this is your favourite podcast. This is the great whale in the sea, but there's lots of wee minnows that swim around it, and I wanted to find out a bit more about them. I am, of course, being entirely sarcastic here, but yeah, I was asking the question, what are your other favourite hobby content channels out there? YouTube channels, podcasts, etc., etc. So we got a really good response later in the month for this. I've got all the answers to play for you now, but I just realised I hadn't really answered this question myself, so I had a handful of shows that I wanted to shout out. So I'll get started with the first hobby podcast that I listened to, you know, still one of my favourite to this day. It's either on a hiatus or it's completely kaput now. But the great thing about podcasts is the back catalogue is just there for you to go back and binge. And this is totally evergreen content as well. So I'm going to shout out my good friend Dan Adams' podcast, Paint All the Minis. Really, really fantastic series. And really responsible as well for opening my eyes to what was out there in the hobby when I got back into it. You know, I came back in as a Games Workshop 90s kid, and Dan's interviews, you know, what attracted me to it was the fact that I could listen to his interviews with likes of Andy Chambers, Rick Priestley, you know, all the household names from Games Workshop in the 90s. But he spoke to so many other folks in the hobby. You know, I discovered Joe McCulloch through that show. All sorts of different game genres, rule sets, you know, folks that were professional painters. And just, you know, like we do on this show, speaking to just folks like you and I in the hobby as well, who just plod away and do what we do and enjoy it. So, yeah, Paint All the Minis. It's like I say, it's not releasing episodes these days, but I would highly encourage you to go through and grab as much of that back catalogue as you can, because it really is a tremendous show and totally evergreen content as well. So Paint All the Minis is my number one pick there. And I'm trying to think back to what the sort of next hobby podcast I really got into. You know, I was listening to that pretty much for a few years, I think, before I ventured out and tried some other shows. But I came across Josh's Crown of Command podcast, really fantastic asset to this hobby, especially to our corner of the hobby. And I've been listening to that from the very start. And, I'll always, when a new episode of that drops, it always goes right up to the top of my queue as well. So, Josh, keep up the good work with the Crown of Command. It's a fantastic show. Another one of the podcasts that I did listen to that's no longer around but does have a kind of evolution, if you like, is the War Games Orchard. The very first guest on this podcast, when I launched it in sort of summer 2021, that famous Brian Adams song, was Nathan, the founder, I think, of the War Games Orchard. And that was very Warhammer focused. And, again, just a really enjoyable show, great audio quality, great content. And that's where I came to discover Gigi as well, who started co-hosting on there. And Gigi's now went on to form his own podcast, The Forces of Fantasy, which I want to shout out as well. I know he's kind of on a short hiatus just now because he had his wife had a wee boy, which big congratulations to Gigi. So family life, you know, takes priority, but I'm looking forward to when he gets back behind the mic as well, because I really do enjoy the work that he puts into his content. So that's the Forces of Fantasy, and the War Games Orchard as well was kind of its predecessor. Another show that doesn't put a lot of episodes out these days, but there's been a couple of new episodes quite recently, is Robbie Jenkins' Precinct Amiga. He's been a guest on the show as well in the past. And this is just a great show, a great kind of magazine approach, because He's done really good deep dives into rules and rules writing and stuff, but you get a really good perspective of the industry from Robbie as well. You know, he's done a couple of deep dives recently on acquisitions and business models. I know that doesn't sound very exciting, but if you're interested in that side of the hobby, which I am purely, again, from an interest point of view, it's not because I'm involved in it in any way, but you know, I really like the way that he does these deep dives and he breaks things down, he explains things in a very sort of eloquent way. So I'm a big fan of his work, and it'd be great to see some more episodes of Precinct Amiga in the future as well. I hope that Robbie's able to keep that going. And he also, you know, he's a games designer in his own right, has some great rule sets out there as well. And yeah, it's well worth checking out the interview with Robbie that I did previously on this show, and I'm hoping to have him back on again in the future. Another podcast I want to shout out is Rule of Carnage. That's Mike Hutchinson of Gaslands fame and his pal Glenn, who's another rules writer and collaborates with him. And I think you'll have heard of this before. You know, it's a masterclass in game design. Again, even if you're just a hobbyist like I, who likes to dabble and tweak rules and, you know, create scenarios and stuff like that, it's so good to hear all of this expertise, all this learned experience. You know, they've been there, done that, they've figured things out, they've just got a really good way of thinking about and breaking down rules. And you know, pretty much every episode I listen to, they'll come out with something that sounds very obvious, and I'll just think, I would never in a million years have thought of it that way. But you know, it's just a really good show, really good content, and I'm thoroughly looking forward to their book coming out as well. I don't know if that'll be this year or next, but again, Mike, a former guest on the show as well, so please check out that back episode of this podcast. Okay, final podcast I want to mention before I get to everyone else's clips is Trapped Under Plastic. This is a show I've maybe been listening to now for about 6 months. And I'll admit, you know, the first episode, I wasn't quite sure if I was going to stick with it, but I'm really glad I did. I really do like the two hosts. They come across really well. Very funny guys, very engaging. Again, great production values, great audio quality. And just I think it's my favourite podcast to sort of paint along with, because it's just good sort of light conversation. You don't really have to pay attention to everything they're saying. I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just good, you know, you kind of tune in, tune out as you like. You're not going to miss a vital point on a certain aspect of rules writing or anything like that. It's just a really, really listenable show, and I always enjoy when the new ones come out every second week, and I'm working my way through the back catalogue as well. So Trapped Under Plastic, really enjoy that show, and it's definitely up there as one of my favourites. But anyway, that's enough about me. It's time to get to the actual content this week, which is of course your clips and your answer to this question.
Hi Matthew, it's George. Thank you so much for the podcast. Absolutely bloody love it. So yeah, when I rediscovered the hobby, it was about the same time that I discovered podcasts. So one day I typed Oldhammer into Google podcast search engine, and two podcasts came up, Bedroom Battlefields and Crown of Command. So I first went to Bedroom Battlefields because the title reminded me of all of those amazing toy soldier battles my friends and I would have in our bedrooms when we were wee things. And I fell in love. I just loved the tone. I loved the interviewees. I loved the subject matter, the way it was described. And then I listened to the Crown of Command. Again, I fell instantly in love. I thought Josh was brilliant, the way that he speaks to his guests. Huge variety of guests, and all of them, he manages to make them feel so comfortable and like old friends. And I think the core reason I love both is because they really capture that sense of imagination, narrative, and fun that I first loved about the hobby when I was a kid, and I still love about it now. It's not about competition or feeling like you had to be the best painter in the world. It's just about basically enjoying yourself through the hobby and taking whichever route works best for you. One thing I hadn't expected when I got back into the hobby and when I started listening to these podcasts is the amazing community that they would open up. I really just, that hadn't even crossed my mind that might happen, but largely through Discord, I've really got to know some amazing people, and I've absolutely loved that. There are so many brilliant personalities who have been connected by both podcasts. I think it's a really special thing, something quite unique, and something that has really enriched my life. So thank you so much, everybody in the community, and particularly Matthew and Josh, for running your fantastic podcasts. I do have a couple of bits and bobs of my own flying around on various parts of the internet. So I have a podcast, which is a children's fantasy story podcast. I've written these stories myself and narrated them. That's called The Tales of Hobgob and Mulch, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. And I've very recently started a YouTube channel where I basically look at my models and my favorite books and talk about them. And that's called Old Hammer and Tongs, available on YouTube. So thank you so much again, and look forward to seeing you all soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, Matthew, this is Ryan Donwandan in the community on the Discord. Your monthly question this month was kind of centered around what are our favorite hobby content sources or channels. And I think, you know, you kind of gave examples of podcasts, blogs, YouTube channels, social media, that kind of thing too, as well as our own channel. So I definitely have a lot of thoughts here. Obviously, Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast is one of my favorites. But there are a few that I really enjoy, that I listen to frequently. From a podcast standpoint, I listen to a lot of podcasts and even some long YouTube channels, like long plays, while I'm hobbying. Kind of gives me some background and something to listen to. So that's when I get a lot of, or most of my consumption of this media in, is while I'm doing something else. So from the podcast standpoint, I think I mentioned during our podcast that, you know, the interview you and I had, that I really enjoy the Hobby Homies podcast. There are a couple of guys out of Australia. Just general gaming, got a real broad scope of topic, but they've got a phenomenal community over in the Discord. Just a lot of like-minded people who are really open, and a lot of diverse interests in the hobby, and you know, from all over the world. And I've just been really happy with everything they've put out and what they've created. So definitely want to plug them first. A second one is a podcast called Astronomica, which is a actual play for Stars Without Number. It's been going on for quite a while, and the folks that do that are really talented and do a really nice job. And then the other two podcasts I listen to regularly, one is The Rule of Carnage, which has got a very design focus as far as its content goes. And then lastly, Josh's Crown of Command. I love that show. Even though I'm not really an old hammer guy, I love his interviews and his content. And, you know, I look forward to hearing those discussions as they come out. So I'd say those four are the ones I really listen to the most. From a YouTube standpoint, I've only got a few. Kind of the first three are all kind of centered around game content, and a lot of them are Let's Plays. So like Ithacus Bane does a great podcast on a lot of things, but most importantly, he's got a lot of Let's Plays that span multiple sessions, so you can really get an idea of what a game is like, and honestly just kind of follow along while you're doing other stuff. Similarly, The Dungeon Dive does a lot of long form content on games, also kind of focusing on solo stuff, not always, but often. And I really enjoy that content. And then similarly, which is only solo gaming, is a YouTube channel called Man Alone, which focuses solely on solo gaming and does a lot of not just system discussion, but even like higher level discussions around kind of the intricacies and differences of solo game. So, and then the last one I really, really enjoy, and this one's a little more unique because of, you know, that I really enjoy sculpting digitally in addition to my normal hobby stuff and, you know, painting and playing and that kind of thing, is there's a guy named Dave Reed who does a lot of videos, tutorials, a lot of Let's Sculpt, you know, together type things, using Nomad Sculpt, which is the application I really like because it runs on a mobile device, like I have a Samsung tablet, but I imagine it would run on an iPad as well, which prevents me, or I shouldn't say prevents me, which allows me to sculpt kind of in a more convenient, comfortable location. I think we may have chatted about this on the podcast, but I work from a computer all day, so the last thing I want to do is be using Blender on a PC when I get home from work or when I get done with work. So this kind of allows me to curl up in a chair and sculpt. And Dave Reed just does a phenomenal job of teaching it and kind of teaching concepts and workflows and that kind of thing. And he's just a great teacher. So I really, really enjoy his work as well. So great. Great question. Really happy that you put this one out. I've been loving these monthly questions. I think they're really fun. And it's kind of neat to hear everybody's responses. So I look forward to hearing what everybody else chimes in. So thanks again, Matthew.
Hi, it's Mark here. In answer to the question of the month for July, what hobby content would you recommend other than the fantastic Bedroom Battlefields Tabletop Miniatures hobby podcast, of course? I would recommend a podcast that's not quite a miniatures gaming podcast, but it's a role-playing podcast. Now, I'm not actually a role player. I've never done it when I was younger, and it's something I've kind of only been on the fringes of, but I'm interested by the idea of it and the history of it. And it very much ties in sort of along in parallel with our hobby in miniatures wargaming. The podcast I'd recommend is called The Grognard Files. It's hosted by a gentleman called Dirk the Dice, who is from the northwest of England, and his regular co-host, his childhood friend, Judge Blythe, the resident rules lawyer on the podcast. Now, all of this sounds rather ridiculous, and of course it is. It's very good humoured. It's very silly, very British. They look back at games that they played growing up in the 1980s and how they've rekindled their love of role-playing after coming out of a deep freeze 7 or 8 years ago and getting back into the hobby. So they bring new and old perspectives to the whole role-playing genre, but they also very much come at it from a narrative gaming perspective. So for us in the Bedroom Battlefields community, where we're really interested in narrative gaming, then I think you'll find it good fun. And if you give it a listen, you never know, you might find out who has been drinking the Robinson Summer Fruit.
Hey Matthew, this is Darren, Razorback88 on the Discord. Just answering your question of the month for July. Obviously, outside of your own podcast, there's a few others that I listen to. One I listen to pretty regularly is Hivescum. They're all about the grimdark side of things. You know, a lot of Necromunda, Mordheim. As I say, keep it grimdark and keep it grimy. So, yeah, I really like that one. Another one is Hobby Homies. Bunch of Australian guys, cover a lot of different aspects of the hobby, as well as playing less well-known games as well. They recently played a game called War Surge, which was designed here in Australia. Good to see it was getting some support. Another one, which not directly a hobby podcast, but the Old Hammer Fiction podcast. Love hearing the old Warhammer stories. I had a lot of the novels back in the day, but where they are now, I wouldn't know, but it is good to throw one on when you're in the car, or I work at my own, so it's always good to have something going in the background. Got a pretty long list of YouTube channels I watch or have playing in the background when I'm painting. Arbiter Ian is one of them. Does a lot of 40K lore stuff. Did a recent one about the English election, which was pretty funny, where he's comparing the candidates in the English election to characters in the 40K universe, and yeah, it was pretty funny. Bill Making Stuff obviously does a lot of kit bashing. Pretty good series of videos about Tonks and a few other bits and pieces that he's done. It's actually really good because he shows you that you can kit bash a lot of stuff pretty cheaply. You don't have to buy expensive stuff to do it with, so that's really good for some inspiration and just making stuff out of rubbish. Almost. Devs and Dice. Really like this one because he's put a lot of templates up through his YouTube channel on making Mordheim buildings, which I followed some of those, and they were pretty straightforward. Obviously not the most accomplished terrain maker, but with his templates and following those, I managed to make a fair number of Mordheim buildings, which look pretty good on the table. Goobertown Hobbies, which probably a lot of people have heard of. Obviously, being a scientist as he is, he understands the process of the way paints work and the way they're made and stuff like that. So that's pretty interesting. And his cat's pretty cute as well. Another Australian guy, miscast. Yeah, his kit bashing stuff's pretty interesting as well. And he's done a bit of work with Curtis at Ramshackle Games with some miniatures and that sort of stuff. I was lucky enough to meet him and got some of his miniatures. Really nice guy who has a lot of love for the hobby, and you get that impression when you watch his videos that, he really cares a lot about the hobby. MS Paints, another guy who is really passionate about the hobby. He's pretty funny too, has fairly dry humour. Covers a lot of non-GW games as well, so he's another guy worth checking out. Another smaller channel, Watch It Painted. I found them when I first got into Army Painter Speed Paints. He had a few tutorials on there about how to use them, and I got a lot of good information from him. And he does a lot of funny shorts and stuff about the hobby and meme type stuff. So yeah, it's another one that you don't have to spend a lot of time. You know, they're fairly short videos, so they're good to watch. But that's just a few of the podcasts and YouTube channels that I look at. If anyone's interested, I'm on Instagram at Death Angel Miniatures. That's Death_Angel_Miniatures. Looking forward to hearing what other people recommend and checking out other people's work.
Hello, it's Ed from Sussex and the Discord community. Here are some suggestions for wargaming content creators that I enjoy. So first of all, I'd like to put a big shout out to the Old Hammer Fiction podcast. I'm sure lots of people have mentioned that, so I won't say too much about that. In terms of Old Hammer inspired content, Snipe and Whib do some wonderful videos. Old Hammered has some great playthrough battle reports and general Old Hammer content, as does Miniscape and Olden Demon. In terms of some of the history of the tabletop wargaming community, Jordan Sorcery and Film Deck Miniatures both do some wonderful videos on YouTube. Tabletop Minions is one of my go-tos for whenever I'm looking to try something new in the hobby. There's something that I want to learn as a new skill, be that painting or modeling. It's probably been covered there. It makes a wonderful jumping off place before I look elsewhere. 28, 32, and 52 Miniatures, which are magazines, podcasts, and YouTube content, respectively, are, again, another wonderful place to go for inspiration. There's lots of very kind of creative, art-focused content there, which provides lots of ideas for my projects. Even if I'm not doing it quite to the levels that some of the people there definitely are. In terms of some of the lore producers, there are a couple that I quite enjoy. Voldemort on YouTube. The people there on that channel put in so much effort to their lore videos with some really wonderful original stories and some great recreations of the lore content for the 40K universe. And another one which I found relatively recently, which I'm finding very interesting and amusing, is the Numbskulls, who are a couple where one is explaining the Warhammer setting to the other in quite a lighthearted fashion. That's very enjoyable. And then when I feel like I need to think a little bit more about consumer rights and what we should be asking our the businesses in our community to be supplying us, be those rules or content, Discourse Minis, I feel, does a really good job fighting for consumer rights. And it can be very interesting. And then the final shout out that I have is for Rule of Carnage, which is a podcast produced by the people who made Gaslands and Hobgoblin and A Billion Suns, amongst other games. Mike Hutchinson, such a wonderful creator. His games are so fun and interesting. And it's a channel which discusses how to make games. And it's really interesting. And even though I don't make games myself, I do tinker with systems as a GM in role-playing systems as well. You know, learning more about how games are made and put together and how you can tinker with them and create new interesting things out of existing material is I find really interesting. So those are my content creators who I enjoy. I'm sure there are others that I've forgotten and will immediately go, I've forgotten them. But those are the key ones.
The Bedroom Battlefields Patreon now comes with bonus content, the first of which is a full battle report from White Dwarf issue 166. I read through this iconic showdown from 1993 between Blood Angels General Andy Chambers and Orc Warboss Jervis Johnson as they showcase the new Warhammer 40,000 second edition. Find out more at patreon.com/bedroombattlefields. That's patreon.com/bedroombattlefields. And now, back to the show.
Hey, this is Tom from the US. Thanks for running this one. I love listening to your podcast. I recently started my own channel, Dashing Swordsman Painting, on YouTube and Instagram, inspired by the channels that I most liked watching, the ones that made painting and hobbying seem really accessible to beginners. A friend of mine runs Smooth Blend Studios over on YouTube. And I always thought he made painting seem real easy and welcoming when I was first getting into the hobby. And on the same vein, I really like watching Sonic Sledgehammer, who I think you've interviewed before, Zorastro, Dr. Faust, Vince Venturella, anybody that makes it seem real easy and accessible to get to. I also love listening to podcasts while I'm painting, people that talk about the hobby, like the guys on Paint Bravely, Trapped Under Plastic, the Paint Perspective guys. I love listening to lore of games that I both play and don't play. Guys over on Breachside Broadcast, The Mortal Realms, Expanded Universe, any actual play podcast of any role-playing system. Game-specific podcasts, Blood and Pigment, Dogs of Warcry, The Path to Story, The Crown of Command, Square-based, anything that sort of gets in the mind space of playing those games. And then any of the other YouTube channels that, you know, you can kind of keep on and watch for inspiration or specific technique. Goobertown, Journeyman, Herbert Erpiderp, which is not only fun to say, but fun to watch him talk about World War II models. So thanks again for running Bedroom Battlefields. I always enjoy listening to it. And take care.
So obvious shout outs for me are the Filmed Egg Miniatures, who's done a fantastic series on the history and just in chats and thoughts and interviews from all the Games Workshop personalities. Love that. Jordan Fulfrey, done great as well. And I also really like some of the terrain channels, like Black Magic Kra and the Eric's Hobby Workshop, I think is a fantastically inspiring channel. And it really does show you exactly the nitty-gritty of how to make terrain traditionally and in a way that you can actually envisage yourself achieving. It's not one of these things that are just, you know, competition level, and it's a real ways of dealing with it, and great. Eric's Hobby Workshop, absolutely love it. Done a fantastic series of sci-fi terrain using tin cans and pipes and things like this from straws and whatnot. That is the place I go to for terrain making inspiration. Absolutely love it. And then, of course, I've forgotten some podcasts that I really enjoy. Should have mentioned some podcasts, shouldn't I? I like the official Warlord Games podcast done by Cast Dice with Brad. Or Brad, I really, really do like his way of doing things. And Clan of Command, I suppose, has to get a mention. It's the fanzine that I adore, though. It's that Crown of Command fanzine, Hero Hammer. Absolutely love that. I'd like to try and contribute to that if it's at all possible. It looks like they've lost momentum on it, which may be seen as a shame, but also I'm bloody grateful they managed to do what they managed to do, because blooming heck, that's a lot of work from what I understand. They've done it out of love and just, you know, just pure grit and determination for no catch. That's hard going, isn't it? But those are some lovely fanzines that they've done. And if we can get some more people writing some bits together, maybe we can get them just one more. I think they're a fantastic contribution to the hobby space. I'm still using stuff from those fanzines in my games. Great resource. I think a massive shout out has to go to Ed Pemberton, who's done the best battle reports I've ever seen on his channels. And he's just superb on YouTube. Minisodes, that's the one it's called. And I also really like Beasts of War. The guys over on Tabletop, or whatever it's called, centre of the northwestern part of Europe, the old Irish contingent of hobbyists, Northern Irish, in fact, contingent of hobbyists. Fantastic amount of content that they plug out, and they've done it for so long now. There's so much you can plumb there, and they always keep you up to date, and they're good, really good upbeat fellows to have a watch and interact with. And there's some side channels on that. If we're going to go for one slightly more unusual that you might not think of as being hobby, but I think it is hobby channels, that's History Hit. I really like that. So many ideas come from history for me, for gaming. And History Hit is superb for that. And just any historical scenarios explained, you can start thinking about how to include it in your fantasy games or in your sci-fi games or whatever, what have you. And History Hit, perfect for that. Give you some real grounding to some historic scenarios in battles and things like this, and how you can actually not go too abstract in your games, and you can keep it a bit grounded and a bit granular. And then beyond that, for a bit of fun, I have to have a shout out to Lindy Beige. Beige! Anyone who watches him knows what I'm on about. Every time you see beige or hear the word beige, you've got to shout it. Shout beige. And Lindy Beige on YouTube is superb for just entertaining way of explaining certain historical thoughts and patterns, and explaining weapons and doing HEMA weapon experiments and things. And he's also a wargamer. And every now and again, he chucks up something about, oh, I'm making this terrain, or I'm doing this role-playing scenario, or I'm doing this World War II miniatures battles game and things like this. But more rare than it is common. But nonetheless, it is in there. He is a gamer, and he loves doing all his RPGs and live-action role-plays and using real weapons, real armor, craftsmanship behind historical principles, craftsmanship behind historic weapons and siege craft and loads of things. Lindy Beige, love him. Great place to go. Now, I shall go and get a cat and nine tails and give myself nine lashes for suggesting anyone other than Matthew. My apologies, Matthew.
Hello, Matthew and podcast listeners. This is Johan OTEG from the Discord, calling in from Taiwan. I really hope I make the cutoff date. It's the 29th today. I know the cutoff is the end of the month, so I hope this video makes it in. But I am calling in to answer this month's question, which was what hobby-related content channels, blogs, and so on do we follow? I'm going to mostly be focusing on YouTube channels that I follow and enjoy watching. I want to start with probably my favorite one, which is Old Hammered. Old Hammered focuses on smaller indie games and skirmish games, which are definitely up my wheelhouse. I know a lot of people in the Discord and the community feel the same way as smaller skirmish games. Also, they do indie rule sets like Song of Blades and Heroes, Sword Weirdos, the one-page rules games. They did a bit of Mordheim, Kobolds and Cobblestones. I'm just looking at through some of the things that I've watched and enjoyed before. They also focus on very old style terrain and also miniatures from earlier editions of Warhammer Fantasy and so on. Really cool if you're interested in sort of less mainstream battle reports and coverage. They do a fantastic job with their miniatures and their terrain. The battle reps are all just really entertaining to watch. He does frequently does an interesting mashup of genres and themes, like using space weirdos to play a Wild West scenario, which was really, really fun to watch. So definitely check out Old Hammered on YouTube. Really great. Another one, a lesser known channel, is called The Joy of Wargaming. Again, he focuses on skirmish games, lesser known like indie games, some Song of Blades and Heroes, Age of Fantasy Skirmish,
you know, a lot of smaller indie rule sets that I enjoy. Very good. Like, again, great miniatures. I think he mostly does 15 mil stuff now. Great setups. Really enjoy watching his channel. Then Good Enough Gaming, of course. I have to mention Good Enough Gaming since I am very much into the one-page rules, a family of rule sets. He does a great job with the one-page rules, battle reports. Again, fantastic painted miniatures and cool terrain. Really entertaining watching his battle reports. Then Guerrilla Miniatures Games. I think most people by now know them if you've been in the hobby for a while. They cover pretty much anything from mainstream to lesser known games. Really covers a lot, and they put out a lot of cool content. I especially like his Damned 25, which is his Mordheim coverage, where he was playing, attempting to play all the factions of Mordheim up until, you know, the more recent ones that have been released by fans. Great. I mean, awesome battle. Just simple setup, but just entertaining to watch. He always usually has interesting guests on, and they do some long form discussions as well on this channel. Awesome stuff. The last two are very similar. One is called the GFN Gaming, who has amazing editing in his battle reports with great effects and so on. Just really fun stuff to watch. Really great. He has been doing some Kill Team battle reports, which is the only sort of current Games Workshop game that I am kind of interested in. I'm not really interested in pretty much anything else that Games Workshop has out right now, but Kill Team is the one that I'm interested in, at least to watch. So definitely check out GFN Gaming. And a lesser known channel, which is in a similar vein than the ones I've already discussed, is ULC Battle Reports, with only 1.75 thousand subscribers. So not a huge amount of subscribers. But again, great setups, great terrain, painted miniatures, fun battle reports to watch. So yeah, those are mainly the ones that I have enjoyed. But anyway, thank you, Matthew, for the great podcast. Always tune in to watch you, to listen to your show, and always enjoy the conversations. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Hey, Matthew, it's David M. from the Discord. As most of you know, I run a little YouTube channel called Fifth Hammer. It's dedicated to revisiting the glorious Hero Hammer era of Warhammer Fantasy Battles. For those who follow me, I'm hoping to get that battle report for my game with Markup in the next few weeks, so be on the lookout for that. But anyway, without further ado, here are my top three favorite non-bedroom Battlefield content creators out there. Coming in at the number one spot, you know him, you love him. It's Josh over at the Crown of Command. He takes the top spot on my list. If you haven't heard about his channel and you have any interest in 90s Games Workshop stuff, stop what you're doing right now. Go look him up on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Josh is the alpha and omega of 90s GW content, which is very much where my interests lie. And his weekly natters for patrons are some of my all-time favorite listens. Coming in at number two, we've got the Old Hammer Fiction podcast. Lewis is to the 80s era of GW content what Josh is for the 90s. So if you want to hear a wonderfully talented actor read some of your favorite shows from the Brian Ansel era, he is your guy. I've probably done more painting listening to his Old Hammer Fiction podcast than anything else. Lewis really makes these old stories come alive, so go check him out if you have any interest in that. And coming in at number three is Rogue Element Gaming. He's my last content creator and the one I think people here probably might not have heard of. He's over on YouTube, and his name is Christos, or Stos, as he's called on there. And he's an enthusiastic Aussie who puts together some of his finest, just some of the finest battle reports that I've seen on YouTube. In fact, he's so good that I don't even mind that he's playing 6th edition. So I find his enthusiasm contagious to the point that whenever I finish watching him, I want to get down to the hobby bench or go set up a game on my table. And watching him was kind of an inspiration for actually for me to set up my channel on YouTube and do what I'm doing over there. So anyway, if you haven't heard of him and you like to watch Warhammer Fantasy Battles, you'll be hard pressed to find a better battle report out there than his. And go take a look at Rogue Element Gaming. So these are my top three, but we all know Matthew and Bedroom Battlefields is really the place where it's at. And he really is, he's S tier, right? So these were my top three, but Matthew, Bedroom Battlefields, you're the S tier. You're number one. We love you. Thanks for all you do.
Hello, this is Carl Paulson of Chicago Skirmish Wargames Club and ChicagoSkirmishWarGames.com. My top, tippity-top, most tippity-toppery wargaming website is IronHands.com. Formerly known as Necromunicon, this site has been going since the late 90s and is an absolute treasure trove of indie gaming, toy bashing, homebrew rule sets, old school Games Workshop, and everything else. It's all old school HTML. There are twists and turns and hidden pages, and every inch of the site is worth digging into, from his games to his hobby projects. I should note that the owner of the site, Sean Patton, is just a genius when it comes to this sort of thing. So I encourage all of you to check out IronHands.com, formerly Necromunicon. It is a real gem. And it's still my go-to Bible whenever I want terrain-making inspiration. In addition to that, I will throw out a couple of blogs. Our club blog is at ChicagoSkirmishWarGames.com. We have a couple of friends who have excellent wargames blogs at Comrades Wargames, Comrades Wargaming, and at Amateur Hour, which are a pair of very good blogs with painting techniques and fair amount of old hammery-ish stuff. Also, I frequent Lead Adventure and Daka Daka, but those are stuff you guys probably already know about. So once again, do yourself a favor. ChicagoSkirmishWarGames.com endorses the IronHands.com website for all your old school insanity. Carl, thank you so much.
Hi there. It's Callum, aka Dr. Spoke here. I think this is a great question. I'm really excited to hear everyone else's answers, but here are mine. There are tons of places I like to get my hobby content from. I love seeing other people's projects. So places where people just share what they're working on are great. The Bedroom Battlefields and Crane of Command Discord channels are perfect for this, and I follow lots of hashtags and people on Mastodon that always have lots of wonderful projects to follow. One of my favorite accounts on Mastodon is Dr. H at warhammer.social. That's DRH. They are what I would describe as a Renaissance modeler. They have an amazingly varied and creative output, with things like historical scale modeling, prop replicas, statues, cufflinks, earrings. They do tiny oil paintings, like absolutely tiny oil paintings are amazing. They upcycle old bits of junk into new and wondrous things. But in my opinion, their best work is their take on Games Workshop's models. They have little care for the existing Warhammer lore, so have created a completely unique selection of mashed-up kits. Some of the highlights are a Space Marine Predator tank with a full interior, piloted by a Space Orc and a Tyranid Termagant, they have a Dark Eldar Raider, crewed by a Space Wolf, a Tyranid Ripper, and a Snotling with a Stetson on. And all of these models have got so many changes to them, it's difficult to kind of even start to describe everything they've done. I absolutely adore their skill and creativity that is in all of their work. In terms of things like podcasts and videos, like your own Quality Productions, I suspect a lot of my suggestions will be mirrored by other people answering this question. There's Josh at the Crane the Command. He does wonderful work. Lewis at the Old Hammer Fiction Podcast. He's now my go-to podcast when I just need to relax. I love his voice. Film Deg Miniatures has some of the best and most interesting interviews. He just lets people talk in this wonderful way. Just John Blanche and Thomas Pirinen talking about Mordheim. Just watch that for ages if there was enough of it. Jordan Sorcery, he does wonderful, really deep, in-depth videos about the history of the hobby. And Olden Demon is great if you just want a nostalgic chuckle. But as I have mentioned before, I'm a sucker for the lore of Warhammer, both fantasy and 40K. And boy, are there a lot of lore-based podcasts and video creators out there. It took me quite a while to find one that really covers the topic thoroughly, actually knows the stuff going right back to the beginning and how it's changed, and most importantly, has a sense of humor that is as puerile and childish as mine. So if anyone out there has been looking for something like that, I would recommend Dar, Kral, and Ben over at the Laying Down the Law podcast. But of course, all this is academical. As we know, there is only one place to get your hobby content fix, and that is right here at the Bedroom Battlefields Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. So thank you again for all your hard work. If anyone wants to follow my hobby content, you can find me on Mastodon at Dr_Spork at Warhammer.social. Or if you're into 3D printing, look up Dr. Spork on Cults 3D, where I have a bunch of Old Hammer-inspired designs. And holy crap, it's nearly time for Bring Out Your Lead. I'm not sure if I have been this excited since my Nana bought 5-year-old me a foot-long chocolate eclair. Ah, right. Thank you, and goodbye.
Hey, Matthew. This is Rob Dean. Unfortunately, I'm a little late on this submission, so if it doesn't make it, I understand. My two favorite hobby podcasts with respect to the miniatures world are the Yorkshire Gamers Reet Big War Games podcast, which is a specialist in big games, and an American group called Anything But a One, which talks about some of the ups and downs of historical miniatures. In blogs, my favorite blog is run by my friend Ross McFarlane and goes under the name of Battle Game of the Month. He's usually working with large-scale figures on a small table, so that's the sort of thing that I actually have some space for. Anyway, I'm sure that there'll be lots of interesting things to hear about, so looking forward to the episode. Thanks.
All right, big thanks to everyone who submitted a clip in July, and I really did enjoy that. There's loads of stuff I had heard of and need to spend a bit more time checking out, but there's also stuff I hadn't heard of as well, because I do live under a bit of a rock, so no shortage of great content out there by all accounts, and that can only be a good thing. It's the rising tide lifts all boats and that. So I do plan on going through and building an actual written list with links. That's going to be a big task, because there was lots of stuff got mentioned there, but I will get to that. I will get to that as soon as I'm able. And just one more wee favour to ask of you. If you sent in one of these clips today, or maybe you're in touch with one of the creators that's been mentioned, maybe you're part of a community, I really would appreciate if you could reach out to that creator and let them know that their channel has been mentioned on this episode. It's not always immediately obvious in the world of podcasting, so it's always nice to be nice and let folks know that their content's been appreciated. Sometimes it can be a bit of an echo chamber out there, so if you if you're able to let folks know that they've been mentioned in this episode, then that would be massively appreciated, and I'm sure that they would be very grateful to learn of it too. But onwards to August 2024 now, and a new question of the month. And this time around, I want to ask you about your favourite miniature, or your most sought after or coveted miniature. This isn't something that you own, but it's something that you would really like to own. You know, what's that one marquee miniature? If you could only have one thing, if you could only ever buy one new thing again, and it was affordable to you, what would you get? For me, probably, I had to think quite hard about this, but probably the Great Unclean one. I got a set of combat cards, Citadel combat cards, back in the very early 90s, and I remember looking at the Great Unclean one. I didn't know the lore, I didn't know the background, the story world, or anything like that, and I was really taken with that, and, you know, I would have loved to get that miniature as a kid. It's the real old school one, like the big lead cannonball. So I'm not exactly sure when that came out, but obviously there's modern iterations of the Great Unclean one these days. But it's this old one. You know, if I could own one miniature, if I could get my hands on that and paint it up and add it to my Nurgle Warband, then I would really love to do that. But I don't think these things are very easy to come by these days. They certainly won't be very affordable. So I'm not sure that'll ever happen. But that's the purpose of this episode. You know, if you could make it happen, what would you get? What would you add to your collection? So go to bedroombattlefields.com/voicemail to get those sent in. And I need those in by Thursday, the 29th of August. So that link again, bedroombattlefields.com/voicemail, or feel free to record a clip yourself and email it to me, hello@bedroombattlefields.com. Alright, that's just about it for this episode of the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks very much again to everyone who submitted their clips. And we'll talk again on the next one.